哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay, 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 ay.
My name is Stanton Tatchestack. I'm from Unalakleet. At my early age, I researched my area, and I've been walking all over Unalakleet and Chatsworth area, Jarvik, Circus area. But when I grew older, I began to move around too. I've been to Anchorage and Stateside, Hawaii, and Greenland and Canada, so I appreciate life. Each home didn't have that many bedrooms. Most homes were built of logs. But I'd like to say that all four walls of each home were filled with love, love for each other. They share everything, not only as families. When there are people in need, they were invited in. But the difference was that when you go in, even the smallest child without their parent, they open the door. Most of them don't knock, because at that time, knocking was almost against the rules. But when they come in, they stand by the door until an elder or someone from the house, they come inside. And they were so quiet, because at that time, in regard to rapid change of lifestyle, there were no radios, no telephones, no TVs, not even newspapers for that matter. While the education was very limited or almost non-existent, in those days everybody speak their own language. They can read the sea movement. They can spot even the smallest of clouds showing up. At night they can watch. They do watch the stars. They do watch the evening set and dawn of the morning, like the sailors do, I think. They were not that senseless. They were sensible people, I'd say. But one thing that I really admire is something that our people seem to be losing, is sense of belonging to each other and belong to their own race. I'm not racial for that matter. I get along with any person that wants to get along in. When Whenever I see anybody smile, that lifts me up, whether I know the person or not. Don't feel depressed. Depression does not help anybody. Look forward. That's not the purpose of man, to become a human life. That's not the purpose that God gave us to live. The purpose that God gave us to live is to enjoy whatever the ground is providing and whoever we meet each day in each moment of our life. Life is a learning process every day of our life. Blessings, daily blessings. I didn't realize until I was close to 80, I guess, that one of the blessings that I never noticed was that I never used that much medicine. I never was a customer that much to the hospital. And this is an unseen blessing, but it's real. Health is something of high value, and for some reason, God gave that to me. I took it as God's gift. I'm not saying taking medicines is wrong. I think medicines are meant to help people and keep healthy. We have to continually watch out for ourselves. Some accidents happen when they shouldn't, but there are at times that accidents happen because of a careless move. Don't say, or don't try to be someone for that matter, because people know who you are by who you are. You cannot make yourself like somebody, no matter how much you try, because that somebody has his own mind and his own talent. Look around, be on the safe side, no matter what. Enjoy God's blessings. God bless us each day, no matter who we are. It is nice to be alive, so enjoy your life while you are living, in a decent and in a friendly way. Take care of your homes. One of the other things that I come back to is I spent a lot of my early 8 years with elder people out reindeer herding or trapping. I was always most of the time outdoors. I just love outdoors. Take advantage of the weather and enjoy rather than getting bored. I didn't know until that my mother wanted to adopt my present wife, because at that time our sister wasn't born yet and we were all male. So I didn't learn that until after we were married, I think. unfortunately, after my mother died, I won. I got her for my wife. Since we were young, we attend Sunday school. We know that there is God. So I prayed to God and I asked God that if it be His will that she would become my wife, and she did. She's not only my winner, she's the response of God to us, and together we raise children. We would have four and four. By that I mean four boys and four girls, but we lost our oldest boy when he was 15 years old by accident. I think one of the things that keep our family close together is we practice more often than not that we like to play, even now, a game called Scrabble with our grown girls. Our grandchildren would be watching. We have a close family. That's what I like. For our boys, even for our girls for that matter, in early age I told or I tried to express to them that they're not going to be children all their lives, that they would have to learn to take care of themselves. One day they would all be out and that they need their own home. If I was depending on my father or my parents for that matter, when I became an adult, we tried to become our very own right soon after we were married. I look at it as a burden to the parents. When are they going to leave? Or when are they going to learn to help their parents? When the kids were children, we need to let them know what no means. We don't have to repeat them. I learned that from my parents. I've seen even grandchildren leading their grandparents their own way, and the grandparents follow. Is that love? Is that teaching? No, I don't think so. The The reason is they don't want to hurt their feelings. Don't let your children boss you. If you do, you'll be sorry later. Their children should know who holds the authority. They should know that they're not the authority of the home or of the family. They were taught to respect their elders. They were taught to respect the land, respect the sea, and they were taught to respect each other. Think about these children. Children that cannot speak for themselves. The effects of alcohol is not acceptable to anyone, to the home, to the family, or to the community, to the nation for that matter. So be happy if you are struggling and keep it up, you'll win. We're not born to be victims, we are born to be the victors. Victory over our problems. We struggle together. We didn't have much, and at times I appreciate the people who encouraged us. We were so poor. One thing because of my part on the alcoholism and ungodly thing. I find out that I was more or less selfish. As long as things work out with me, that was what I want. I want it all behind me. And after I quit alcohol, I struggle, and I mean I struggle, to quit the alcohol. So I was so glad I got over this that I don't even want to deal with a person who has alcohol in his stomach. That's not all. Some people come in with bottles, especially after the first few months, our first few days after we tried to quit altogether. No more. I don't want that no more. There's a lot more better things to do in life than to be in your half mind and half sober. Or to pass out for that matter. Sometimes it's not only me, your acquaintance and your friends may be the ones that kind of stop you in your mind. A true friend is someone that is always willing to share things with you, talk to you. And not only that, there are adults that no longer are able to speak for themselves. They need your voice. When you are in legislatures or city councils or any organization that is working for the benefits of the people, remember that you are speaking for what they call a silent majority. They are silent, but they are in need. They are silent, but they have expectation. They are expecting help. In most homes, the Bibles were worn out. Most of the Bibles that they had, whether they were New Testament or the combination of Old and New Testament, they were mostly all in one version. Say that I don't think the Bible was written for man to modify to their own liking. I think the difference is how much you use the Bible. The Bible is meant to guide people, guide an individual person, a family, a community, churches for that matter. I'm a Bible believer. 26, Psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. One of the first things that I learned about the Bible, no matter what, God knows and hears us. If you're out in the sea, it's real beautiful to be out there. If you are a person who seeks the beauty of God's creation, if you are in the valleys or in the river, the reflection of God's love is there. If you stand in the bank and see all the reflections of the trees and the green grass along the river when the river is calm, those are the blessings that God wants you to see. But to me, the reflections that the river gives really always seem to sink into my mind. Who can say I started from the top of the river all the way down to wherever the end is? But if you have become area of the river, you can read the channel. Adam has it. It may not be deep, chances are, you will also get to know how to get around to the other side.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.